Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, who doesn't know the Long Island Medium? Who doesn't know her? Teresa Caputo is going to be on the road in your city coming soon, and she joins us here in the National Defense. Teresa, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Who's yelling in the background? Who is that?
That's my granddaughter, Nicolina.
It's just like your show.
It's just like my show. There's a constant, it's a constant interruption. It's not the dead and not my kids. It's now my granddaughter.
Yeah, you never know who you're talking to. I mean, how many seasons has your show been on?
Oh, my God. It's been like 14 seasons. Wow. We've been on for over 10 years. This is my 10th anniversary of doing live shows all over the country. And now I'm going into like almost 3 years of my podcast on Hey Spirit.
Oh, I didn't know about your podcast. And how long you've been doing that for 3 years?
Yeah, we started during the pandemic because I felt that my gift was needed more than ever during that time. And to be able to stay connected with people and still be able to deliver messages of faith, hope, and healing and peace. And it's fantastic because it's not only people here in the United States, but all over the world. And And I have a hotline that people can call, leave a message. And I always say to people, you know, just leave a message. You never know. Someone might just call you back.
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And you talk about just some reassuring words and thoughts that those come in. So they're so needed. Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, before every live show, I have the national anthem to pay tribute to all of our veterans and anyone currently serving our country.
Oh, that's great.
Because I feel that it's important to remind everyone of that. So it is something truly special. My grandfather served in World War II. So it was something very dear to my heart. So,
yeah, thank you so much.
We have to remind everyone.
And Teresa, on these live shows that you have coming up, another round of these, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened at a live show?
Oh, my God. You know what? There are so many crazy, and it's just, but there are jaw-dropping moments. You know, just a couple of months ago here in my hometown, I did a live show, and I had started with a woman. Her son had passed, and she was just so broken. She couldn't even look at me, and she couldn't even hear these messages. Mm. I ended up moving on and just channeling and moving around clear across the other side of the theater, all the way in the back. And I start reading this young man, and then his brother had passed in a car accident. And he said he needs to speak to his mom. And he says, my mom was the woman that you started with in the beginning of the reading. And that was just a reset. It still gives me the chills just telling, you know, that story, you know, or is it the story of the woman who lost her daughter, who her boyfriend killed her and then killed himself?
Oh, wow.
And And then the daughter brought forward the young man to apologize to the mother. And I'm like, I can't say this, but that is exactly what the mom wanted to know when she came to the show that night, if he was remorseful. And, you know, that's the crazy thing, Randy, about the show. You know, I think people come to the show and they're expecting, you know what, if this is real, I'm going to hear this,
right,
and this.
Right.
And you know what? We might hear a lot of those things, but there are going to be so many things that you're not expecting Spirit to talk about, is because what I realize is that there are common ways people die, and there might be common burdens and guilts that we might carry. So what I have the souls of the departed do with every healing message that they have me deliver, they have to validate it with something completely unique to that person. Things that might not be on that person's list.
Yes.
And it still freaks me out even doing this for decades, that my jaw drops. Like, how in God's name did I even know that? How did they give that to me and make me feel that? And then that person, you've watched the healing right on their face, right in front of you. Yeah. I mean, it's just to feel that energy in that space is just something so incredible. It's so special to
be a part of. It is incredible. And I've been a part of that. We're talking to Teresa Caputo here, the Long Island Medium on the National Defense. So you're probably familiar with a guy who does a similar thing, has a similar gift, named John Edward. And John, I used to do a a morning show, a radio morning show, and John would come on. And the one time I really I cannot forget forever, he was talking to a caller about her brother who had passed, and said her brother wants to know if that is a can of ragu on her stove.
And, oh God!
And she just broke down. I mean, it's incredible to be kind of in the in the middle of that, right?
It really is. You know, when people say, and this is why I call this the experience, is because even though you might not get read, there are going to be a lot of things that might resonate with you, that you might be able to connect with, that might help you in your healing process with your loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so weird to me today, of all days, I get a pop-up on my phone from Legacy, which is kind of the online obituary. And Legacy reminded me about a coworker of mine who passed several years ago named Dave DeMarco. And it's just wild that that would happen today when I was going to be talking to you. And
see, those are the things that I always say, Randy, those are the little hellos from heaven. That's what I want people also to take away with when they attend one of my live shows. I want them to know that they still have that connection and bond with their loved ones, just in a different way. That all those things that go on around them that they think that are odd or weird or simply might just be a coincidence, or just reminds them, like it just happened to you, of your loved one. Know that that's their way of reaching out and saying hello, that you still have that connection and bond.
Have you ever worked with the cops? Have the police ever come to you? And
I have not. I have not.
Yeah, to me, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Look, I use my gift for healing. I believe that there are mediums out there and even psychics that work with the police department and so on and so forth. What happened to me was I was struggling with my gift back in 2000. And I couldn't understand why God would bless me with this gift. And I couldn't understand why someone would want to come and see a medium and speak to their loved ones that have died. I couldn't get that. And then 9/11 happened. And I had a spiritual experience where I was told that people needed my gift for faith, hope, and peace. And they needed to know that their loved ones were okay and safe and at peace with God. So I put my gift in God's hands and I said, if this is my journey, then I want to help people embrace life with as much happiness and joy as they possibly can after the loss of a loved one.
Right.
And here I am over two decades later. And I believe that I don't have all the answers, Randy. You know, people ask me, what about this? I say, listen, I don't have the answers. I'll find out when I get there. But there are two things that I know is that when we die, and our souls leave the physical body, we are greeted by our loved ones that have gone on before us. And that the people here in the physical world that we leave behind are going to miss us terribly. And they want to feel that connection still. So the souls are there to remind us that that is a bond that can never and will never be broken.
Yeah, that's so well said. We're talking to the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. How can people find out where you're going?
You could go to my website at teresacaputo.com. Only follow anything on social media with a blue check where I'm verified. If someone does reach out claiming to be me and wanting to give you a reading and asking you for money, it is not me. There's so many scams out there.
right.
But if you want to also be a guest on Hey Spirit, if someone can't make one of my live shows or if I'm not in a city near you, I have a hotline. It's 1-866 T Caputo, which is 1-866-822-7886.
Yeah, I would encourage everybody to go to your show because it's such a cool experience. It's, you know, and I think the way your mindset when you go into those kind of shows is very important. You know, I think you go into it for everything you said, Teresa, but also it's fun and it's it's a one of a kind experience. So I think that's kind of how I would view that, right?
Absolutely. And I do feel, Randy, also when people come to the show, come with no expectations,
right?
You know, and honestly, I feel those are the ones that get the most out of the experience, because even if you don't get read, you're going to get something out of it.
Yes.
You're going to get some type of healing. Look, we're going to grieve the loss of our loved ones for the rest of our lives here in the physical world. That is something that will not change. But the healing process is something different. And that is what the experience offers. And as much as, you know, people say, oh, I better bring the tissues. You know what? You're going to laugh. We need the levity.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so that's the other thing. You know, some people even refer to me as the comedian, but
yeah, we need the levity. Well, you're definitely, I mean, you're such a great personality, Teresa. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thank you.
And best of luck with the shows.
Thank you. And Randy, I hope I'm going to be in a city near you. I'd like to invite you and a guest to come to the experience and have the experience yourself.
I would love to do it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so just reach out to whoever set up the interview.
Maybe you can reconnect me with my radio career that died.
Your radio career, my television career. There we go, Randy. We're going to rally the dead people.
That's right. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.